GM, everybody. Ninja's not with us this week, so I will be in charge. I'll be running the show from the main Twitter handle. Hello, hello. How's everybody doing? GM. We had some tear emojis. I'm guessing that has to do with our temporary halt of Alliance rewards. That would be my guess. Be sure to tweet out the space. Remind everybody we're here. Remind everybody it's time. Hashtag ride the whale. Bring them in. Shout it from the rooftops that it's time to gather. Go to the highways and the byways. Mr. Sencom.
Good morning. I have been summoned.
GM, sir. How are you today?
I am fantastic. I think to kick this off, we should get Luna V-Shape on here and make everybody jealous on his bonding rewards on Terra. Because I certainly am jealous. I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he's been accumulating. He's been buying those dips. I remember him telling everybody to buy when we were under a penny. You know, so
yep,
those who put the work in deserve to get rewarded.
There he is. He's coming up.
There he is. Welcome, sir. Welcome, Luna V. What do you have to say for us? What do you have to tell us before we get this thing started?
Hello, guys. Long time no see. Unfortunately, quite busy at the moment, but here I am. Yeah, wonderful. When I see the volume, the deck generating, it's unbelievably nice to see that. All the hard work is paying off. And I was wondering, can we even expect more volume for the deck due to the aggregators rooting through White Whale, or is that already live?
The aggregators are live. I think we are by now, Sebastian, correct me if I'm wrong, integrated into every router. So some routers don't cover all of our DEXs, but for example, Terra and Osmosis, they should be, I think, in any router. I think TFM still has some DEXs left to do, but all in all, we've been catching up to, you know, the Skip Router, TFM, Coin Hall, those are the big three, and we've been catching up to them. And regarding can the volume go higher, I mean, just look at the volume of last cycle. It was insane. And that's 4 years ago. So I think, you know, all things considered.
Well, what are we talking there? What are we talking there for everyone to know?
Well, it's hard to predict. I can't put a number on it, but I think we will average significantly higher over the course of the year.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I think yesterday I got over $600 just for 24 hours. That's crazy. And the multiplier, really good job on that one. So you're rewarding the loyal people. I think I've been bonding for over a year now. So, I don't even know when did bonding go live.
Yeah, I think we just crossed 370 epochs and one epoch per day. So I think we're, you know, just above a year on Terra and Juno, I think.
What I would keep in mind, Luna V, And by the way, I think you make a good point. Like what we're seeing and what we saw this week, and I guess we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but it's all right. We're chatting up here. We saw the engine start to like the engine that we've built, you know, start to really run or start to really kick in high gear, or at least get a taste of it. You know, that's how the system was designed to work, you know. And it's working and it's starting to work, right? And as we see these volumes kick in the bull run, it's doing what it's supposed to do, right? Now, in regards to integrations, we're kind of scanning to make sure that we have all of the integrations that we need to optimize our volume. Skip was a huge one, right? That was a huge one. You know, but we're making sure there's, you know, there's others. CoinHaul got us integrated. You know, we got to make sure we're everywhere with TFM, you know, Squid Router, these kinds of things. So we understand the importance of integrations, and we're very committed to getting integrated everywhere we can. That being said, I think another X factor in this, right, is the Osmosis pool manager integration. Right. That's still yet to come. OK, when that comes, our Osmodex is really going to kick into high gear. That Osmodex is still brand new. You know, you bonded to Terra a year ago. This is a year ago for the Osmodex. So I think there's an incredible opportunity right now, you know, to bond to the Osmosis Dex. Right. The volume isn't there right now because it's not we haven't fully integrated and we haven't fully tied into Osmosis, but we will be, you know, in a matter of days. So I think that's an incredible opportunity. And then we have the sale liquidity to deploy. Right. We still have sale liquidity to deploy and get into high volume pools. So I think there's a, you know, and that's going to take our overall buybacks up another level as well. I mean, we're going to have another DEX operating at full throttle, just like Terra is, right? So our overall whale buybacks is going to take that to another level as well. So I think with the Osmosis DEX, we're seeing another opportunity similar to what you did with Terra. Sorry, go ahead.
I think also a factor which we should mention is that I think TFM is so Station Wallet is using TFM, right? If you swap on Station Wallet, and if Station Wallet is becoming super successful, what it looks like, it could become the main wallet for a whole of Cosmos. Then I think, yeah, TFM, we're part of that, I guess. If you swap on Station Wallet through TFM, my question would be: how competitive are we in like how much percentages of swaps, for example, on TFM are going through our DEX? And are they because they are always choosing the cheapest route, right? So how competitive are we there?
We don't have any specific data on this yet because we're, you know, in the midst of finishing all these integrations. But regarding the competitiveness, I think this is a multidimensional question. One of our strengths, for example, is gated liquidity. So if the only place to trade a token is on our DEX, then we'll get 100%. And I think with all the different AMP assets, with the B assets, with soon Shark and Gin, and all these assets, I think there's a strong competitive case, especially since, you know, those teams, those apps, the protocols behind the tokens are massive. You know, just imagine the first NFT collection, Osmosis. You know, it's, I'm not going to say it's a guaranteed moonshot, but it kind of is. So, and regarding the formulas, now, in terms of like, the concentrated liquidity pools are typically a little bit more, how do you say it? So if everything is right and the ranges are set correctly, they offer better prices usually. But in times of market volatility, you know, that's not a guaranteed thing. And especially if you trade in larger sizes, like more than $100 or something, usually what happens is the aggregators will split the swap into multiple stop routes. They'll swap maybe 50% here, 30% there, another 20 there. So even if there is a competitive advantage for, you know, trading on concentrated liquidity pools. It doesn't mean that, you know, the DEX doesn't get any attention.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's all for my part. I'll share my rewards today. I hope I don't forget to take a screen this time.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being a loyal community member. We appreciate you. You're one of the OGs, one of the whale OGs. All right. Let's get this party started. JG, welcome, sir. GM. How are we today?
Man, I'm good. You know, just trying to, you know, shake off the little setbacks, because that's all they are. Just little speed bumps, little road bumps, alliance stuff. But, you know, really what I'm always banging my head against is this stupid wallet abstraction layer.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Okay. So Thomas and Octane, like, they've almost become like Jedi masters at Cosmos Kit, at Quirk. We're now battle testing the Coin Hall wallet abstraction layer, and we think that this might actually be the best choice. And so we're building a few components out that aren't inherently in the package, and on our testing, you know, everything bonded perfectly with this wallet connect kick. So once it's finished building out, we'll share it with White Whale if you guys want to play with it. But we think that this is probably the best way to go. Coin Hall is, for me, I've never experienced a transaction that hasn't processed on Coin Hall site. So they're doing something right. And if we can overcome this hurdle, then all development like literally goes back to like 200%. But it's like, fuck, we don't want to push anything if it's not going to work for all the wallet providers. It's just such a letdown. You know what I mean? So we know that we don't want the community to feel like we're not doing anything, because every single day for like 17 to 18 hours a day, we've been wrestling with these different wallet abstraction layers.
Yeah. Everybody that's built anything in a Cosmos knows the fight with Wallet Connect, right? And Wallet Connect tooling. It's a, you know, it's a pain. It's a pain. But anyways, we'll get into all that. Let's get the show started officially. Welcome to the White Whale Community Call, our weekly spaces where we go over all things whale. I am Sebastian. I'm the founder of White Whale. Ninja usually runs these spaces from this account, but he is in transit today, so I will be in charge. I will be your captain this morning. We have lots and lots to go over. What a crazy week. Good, bad, and ugly. Huge big wins, also some bumps, some speed bumps, as many of you are aware, but we're going to talk about all of it today. So be sure to tune in, stick around, share the space. There's going to be a lot of alpha, there's going to be a lot of things we go over, so you're going to want to catch this one. Ninja usually goes over a bunch of stats and things with you. I unfortunately don't have that prepared. I think whale's trading at about 4.25 cents or something like that. And, you know, I don't know what the socials did this week. I just don't have that prepared for you, but it's okay. It's all right. Let's get right into our technical updates if we can. Where did SendCom go? Anybody know? Did he rug us? Mr. SendCom. Gaginku requesting.
Maybe we should put up a governance proposal to fund SendCom some appropriate internet for
the foundation. Yep. I think that would be well worth the spend. All right. In any case, I will begin. I will begin going over things, and we will we'll see if he gets back up here, and then we'll get him up. All right. First things first is you may have just seen the Gov proposal to initiate Migaloo upgrade v4.1.2 has just went on chain within the hour. So that is live for voting. This is a big upgrade, guys. There's a lot of stuff happening here. you know, Cosmos SDK, the V47.1, IBC, V7.3.2, WASMD, upgrade to the token factory, upgrade to Alliance, add the fee burn module. You know, there's just a lot of moving pieces to this. Now, I'm going to say this, okay? There's some, because specifically because of the token factory upgrade, we might break some things. Okay, some apps might break, some stuff might break, and we're just going to need to, you know, see. And we've run this on testnet. We've done vigorous testing on it, but we all know how this stuff goes. But because of the magnitude, right, and the scale of this upgrade and everything that's changing, there could be some, you know, there just could be some collateral damage that we'll just have to clean up after the upgrade, because you just don't know. Sometimes it affects apps and different and contracts, and then they just need to migrate and kind of realign with the upgrade. So, you know, preparing everybody for that. It's a big upgrade. We'll whatever it is, whatever happens, we will sort through it. That being said, oh, here we go. We got a CENTCOM. Hello, sir. You there, CENTCOM?
Yes. I'm sorry. I got Elon. I'm back.
All right. I just I started the technical updates, and I just began talking about the Migaloo upgrade. That's where we're at. So feel free to take it from there.
Yes. So I don't think we need to cover what's in the upgrade. There was lots of back and forth, new features, security patches, and so on and so on. We just completed the testnet upgrade today for the second or third time, I believe. But everything works. It contains the Alliance fix. So after that, you know, the same bug that Terra currently faces. As soon as that is on mainnet, all rewards will start to flow again. We'll have the burn fee in place, and a couple of technical dependency upgrades. The proposal just went on chain, so I believe right after this call, or maybe even during the call, we'll make the deposit, and after that, it's up for voting.
And the deposit's been made. It's live for voting.
Then three is a charm. Let's see how long we last.
Yes, sir.
Shall I continue?
Yeah, just one comment. I'll just make one comment on the upgrade. So just so everybody understands, the Alliance upgrade, right? We experienced the same bug as Terra, as what's happening with Terra and the Roar rewards. We experienced it first, actually, when we listed BTC as an Alliance staking asset, because BTC has only six decimals, right? So it has eight. Is that right?
Eight.
It has eight. It has eight, and you know, IBC tokens have six. So basically, it's, you know, that's what's throwing everything off, right? So what we have now for BTC stakers, Alliance stakers, is they are receiving skewed rewards to the downside. So they're receiving a fraction of what they're supposed to be receiving, right? So in this upgrade, we fix that and we address that. So I just wanted to make clear, so everybody knows what's going on there. All right.
And so I think it's also important to mention that if you are affected by the bug, rest assured, snapshots will be used to reimburse you with the lost rewards. So no need to panic, will be taken care of. You know, these bugs, unfortunately, with new technologies tend to happen, but funds are safe and missed rewards will be reimbursed.
Do you know if TFL is going to do the same?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
That's up to them, you know. I think if there's, you know, if there's enough of an uproar or demand for it, you know, the community could put up a prop, right? A community spend prop to reimburse, you know, missed Alliance rewards over this period. That's probably something. I don't know that TFL can do a spend just legally. I'm not sure how tied their hands are, right, with their funds, but maybe a community spend could happen if there was a demand. You know, that would have to be something that's community initiated and led, right? But it's worth considering, I think. Go ahead, JG.
You know, I just wanted to throw out there that, you know, this is inconvenient, but I'm extremely grateful for the alliance. And personally, if I lose a week of staking rewards, c'est la vie, right? Like, I'm really grateful for the support from TFL, and I'm really grateful to be having this participation from them. So personally, going to the community pool just kind of seems ungrateful, you know?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I kind of feel that way too. You know, Alliance has been very good to us, right? And Terra TFL has been very good to us. So we don't want to come off as too demanding or entitled with our rewards. You know, they print, right? And they're a huge, I mean, we literally have almost 100 million whale, staked on Terra on Alliance. I mean, it's crazy. It's just absolutely, it's been a money printer. It's a money printer for whale holders. So, you know, we don't want to push our luck, right? And we don't want to be anything but grateful and patient. They'll get it fixed, they'll get it resolved, and the gravy will begin flowing, you know, before we know it. So
they already have a vote on chain, I think, to upgrade.
The vote's up, so they just got it. We got to get through the voting period and then do the chain upgrade. So it's coming in. It's coming in hot. All right, let's continue with the technical updates for Whale and Migaloo. As soon as CENCOM gets back up on stage. You with us, sir?
I think I am. Am I?
All right. Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Fantastic. Finally. Now today, you know, the worm is in the apple, as you like to say in German. All right. Chain upgrades, Terra. I think another important thing that you already touched on, Sebastian, is the osmosis deployment, respectively, the last and final missing piece of the integration of our pools into the front end and into the pool router of osmosis that powers the DEX and the chain. And, you know, being the first mover, there's, you know, bugs were uncovered on both sides. There was lots of back and forth, testnet, and then the testnet was buggy, and so on and so on. But with every iteration, we came closer to the final result. And I think we got it now. The proposal is up for voting. It should pass, I think, in a day or two. I think this is the one. And after that, what we can if it works, what we can expect is that I believe there will be significantly more volume, because every time somebody trades whale, and let's be honest, most people that trade whale just by number of traders go to osmosis. And every time somebody trades there, we'll now get a part of the fees, because part of the transaction is routed through our DEX on osmosis. Likewise, you know, I talked about this gated liquidity, you know, the ROAR pool, the sale pool. Those tokens are not available on the Osmosis native DEX. So if anybody ever wants to buy this token on Osmosis, it will go through our DEX. And I think that's fantastic. And I think we will see spikes in volume on Osmosis very shortly, as soon as the upgrade passes, considering everything works. But if not, you know, then we'll take another shot at it, and sooner or later, the nut will be cracked. Sebastian, while we're at Osmosis, do we want to continue talking about sale, or do you want to comment on the integration? I think Osmosis is a big topic.
It is, and yeah, just on the integration, I think you've said it. I'll say it again. you know, no one's ever done this before, right? No one's ever integrated into the Osmosis Pool Manager. No one's ever deployed another DEX on Osmosis before. So again, these are first mover issues. You know, this is what we do. It's our MO. We go first and we break things, right? And if you've been around our community long enough, you understand that, and you understand, you know, the implications, and sometimes things take longer, and but we get the breakthrough. You know, we keep pushing through, and we get the breakthrough. It's the cost of kind of pioneering and pushing the boundaries, pushing the envelope, and pushing the ball forward in DeFi and in this space. So, you know, we had an Osmo prop pass this past week. We thought that was going to complete the integration. It didn't fully execute it, you know, so we went back with the Osmo team, got it sorted out, hopefully, knock on wood, right? And we have another prop up for voting. That's kind of what happened there. You know, this should take care of it. We should be integrated after this prop passes in the next couple few days. Yes, as Sencom said, this is a huge breakthrough for us in Osmosis. Again, as I said earlier, you know, we're going to have a thriving DEX with liquidity, with great pairs. I mean, Roar's killing it lately. You know, that Roar is just killing it lately. You know, I'm really excited for Sail, and we could talk about Sail a little bit. I think, you know, 5 meetings in the past week with top tier Cosmos projects, L1s and apps, you know, but names you all know, names that you're all familiar with, that are looking for liquidity on Osmosis, right? So it's going to be a matter of who the Sail community chooses, right? Not a matter, like, you know, they're going to have their choice between who they want to align with. And there's going to be, I think, some competitive bids for liquidity, for Sail liquidity. So that should be very interesting coming up with Sail, right? So, you know, once we get this breakthrough with Osmosis and the pool manager, I think we're really going to start to see things move. And frankly, I think a lot of projects are waiting for that before they deploy liquidity and before they propose liquidity on you know, on Sail. So once we get that breakthrough, I think we're really going to see, you know, things turn up a notch in regards to our volume on Osmosis, right? So, you know, that translates to the APRs for the bonders, and also in regards to Sail and proposals and liquidity being deployed on that DEX. Right. So we are, in short, we are very, very close to seeing breakthrough there. All right. Sencom.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that I feel like, and this is just a feeling of mine, most things in life in general are non-linear. So they don't, you know, rise or fall, you know, in a straight line, but it's exponential. And I think what we are seeing here with this, you know, rather complex economy around liquid staking, NFTs, games, lending, is that we are really reaching escape velocity. You know, it's not going to happen like a slow, like continuous climb, but it's going to be explosive, I think, because that's how most things in life work. You got a long period of nothing and then, you know, a quick correction. And I think between all the different protocols that tie in together so well, between the arbitrage vaults, the flash loans, the NFT marketplace, and so on, I'm honestly pretty excited. I think, you know, with Bitcoin reaching all-time high, at least on some exchanges, I think we can all feel it, that the market is back. You know, it's not returning. It's there. And that we're really, you know, on the cusp of something really fun.
All right, what else, sir, do we have as far as the technical updates for the week?
Yes, we covered the chain upgrade. We covered Osmosis. I think that's mostly it, to be frank. There's development happening on the, you know, on the super app, on the YVLD2. We're working together with Injective on a little feature together with PFC, but no groundbreaking advancements on that front. You know, the Osmo, like, our top priority is the chain upgrade.
and the Osmosis pool router.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll get in. I have a couple things. Then I want to get into the Terra bug, right? And specifically go over the Terra bug and let everybody know what's going on there. I was hoping that TFL would have made an announcement by now. I asked them privately. They said they were going to make an announcement. So I was kind of giving them, you know, the first right there because it's their bug, you know, but we're on a call now and we need to talk about it. So so we're going to get into that. But before that, one more thing. So this week we launched a pool on Mito, a whale INJ pool on, you know, Injective's new, it's like a spot market making vault protocol. It's called Mito. And the Whale INJ vault currently has 454% APR. Okay, so that's printing. There's 3 months of incentives in it, right? So and frankly, there's already, I think, 1 million whale in there and 85K in the pool. So the rewards, I would expect the rewards to dilute some more. However, you know, they're going to stay pretty juicy, I think. You know, they're going to stay pretty high. The other vaults seem to be finding equilibrium around 150%, you know, for sure three digits. So that being said, you know, while we're kind of waiting for TFL to fix their bug, there's a juicy farming yield if you're a farmer over there. So that campaign lasts for 3 months that we've incentivized the pool. Beyond that, there will be more incentives from the INJ side. Okay. They haven't said specifically, they haven't like guaranteed exactly what they are. Could be some kind of Mito token, but they haven't committed to anything yet. However, they did say that after the 3 month period of us incentivizing it, they're going to incentivize it. So we'll see what that looks like. In any case, there's that pool over there for you LPs and yield farmers and yield chasers. That one is printing. That one's printing for now. So, all right. Then I think let's get into the bug, right? Let's get into the Alliance reward bug. So basically, you know, we said that we experienced this. We saw it when we whitelisted BTC. So for any of you new here or not knowing what's happening, we'll just go over it. So basically, LionDAO, the Roar token, they pass the governance prop to be listed as an Alliance asset on Terra, and for 0.4% of the inflation. As soon as those rewards started flowing for them, because their token is a trillion total supply, it has a high token supply, the decimal issues threw off the Alliance rewards for basically the entire Alliance module on Terra. Okay, so effectively every other Alliance asset listed on Terra, rewards got cut to a fraction, basically nothing. Rewards got cut to basically nothing, and all of those rewards were redirected to Roar. Okay. So Amp Whale, B Whale, Alliance staking rewards, Carbon, you know, SWTH, their rewards, the Alliance DAO NFT rewards, everything, every other Alliance asset that was getting a share of Terra's yield, got redirected to the Roar Alliance rewards. So Roar is printing right now. Roar yield is printing. They're pumping like crazy. You know, they're getting, it's ridiculous what they're getting. In the meantime, you know, our Alliance rewards have gone basically to zero for the time being. That being said, TFL also released an upgrade to the station's dashboard, I think yesterday, right? And in this, you know, in this upgrade, there are some glitches and there are some bugs, one of which is causing us to not be able to withdraw our Alliance staked AMP and B Whale. right? What a, you know, how ironic, you know, the rewards get, like, you couldn't, you know, you couldn't draw up a crazier scenario, you know, at the same time that the Alliance module breaks and the rewards stop. Also, we're unable to withdraw our amp and bewail and do something else with it. Right. So it's just was a bit crazy, you know, it's just a bit crazy. So the latest on that. So right now you're currently there's no way, at least not from the front end, at least not from the station front end. I'm assuming you can do it from the CLI if you have, you know, if you have those, that skill set. But from the front end, there's no way to withdraw, to unstake from your amp or bewail from Alliance. Now, Philip from Eris said he is going to whip up a temporary solution, a quick GUI front end where you can withdraw, where you can undelegate your Alliance assets. So, and you know, he's all over that stuff. So, hopefully he can do that quickly. Right. So so people can withdraw and that can get freed up. But that is the current state of things. That's the current state of things with the Alliance module. JG, I'll get you in just one second. So, you know, it's kind of hilarious. Right. This week, you know, what a ride. Right. Ride the whale. We saw, you know, Tuesday was arguably our best day ever. As a protocol, as an ecosystem, right? Between Luna pumping, right? Luna pumped 60%, right? And when Luna pumps, our Alliance rewards just go to the heavens. So, you know, we're all printing, you know, we were just all printing. And then the volume, we were getting the volume, right, from the Luna pump. So our DEX bonders, you know, we're getting all of that, you know, all of that yield. So they're printing there. Then the buybacks, right? So the buybacks on Tuesday for our ecosystem were insane. They were insane. We bought back 71K whale just from our Terra DEX. 71,000 whale just from our Terra DEX was bought back in one day. Okay. You know, Alliance rewards. So the amp and B whale T, they are, and thanks Naki for this data. They were buying back 1 million whale every 10 days. Okay. When they were running. So that's, you know, that's 100K whale every day. That was pre pump. All right. That was before the Luna pump. That was when Luna was trading, you know, at 80 cents or seven, you know, whatever it was there. That, so that goes up when Luna goes up. Right. So, and it between our DEXs, the buybacks from our DEXs and our auto compounding LST assets, we are buying back whale like crazy. And Tuesday was a, hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Tuesday was a showcase. Tuesday was a, you know, it was an example again of the power of this engine when it's what it can do, right? It's like test driving a Ferrari to see how fast it could go. Okay. And that being said, we are positioned to capitalize on these pumps whenever any of our partners, any of our sale partners pump. So for example, Injective, if Injective were to pump, we would see similar activity. If Chihuahua were to pump to the, you know, like we've seen it before, you know, we'll see similar activity. Osmosis, you know, we have enough chips spread across the table and exposure to these different places where when we're in a bull market and these things explode, we have coverage in that area, we will ride with them just like we did with the Terra pump on Tuesday. Okay. So it was a tremendous kind of example fruit of this is how the engines work. This is what we built. I mean, there were so many whale buybacks. That's so much pressure on the token. It's just wild, right? It was just absolutely wild. So it's a great day, right? Great day, you know. So, you know, if you're a whale holder, even if the price isn't moving, as long as you're playing in our ecosystem, you're printing, right? And if you don't believe me, ask Luna V. Right. That's even if the price doesn't move. Then Wednesday, you know, I wake up in the morning and I see all these messages about Alliance Rewards. Stop. They're gone. It's like we got rugged, right? We just had this euphoric day and then the rug got pulled out from under us, right? So, I mean, what a wild week. The good news is that it's temporary. It'll be fixed within a week and we'll be able to rev the engines of this machine again, right? But just a lot of up and downs and craziness going on this week. All right. There's hands up everywhere. JG, I believe you were the first.
Yeah, quick question. So will Philip also include B whale stakers? Because I'm not gonna lie, I don't have time to do that with
everything. I believe so. And I can ring his bell on that. All right, Luna V, sir, testify.
Yeah, I was just wondering, the buybacks, are they happening in one transaction or over multiple transactions? Because that would if it would go only in one transaction, then that would kind of like pump up. So we would have too much
slip. Yeah, so as far as I know, and CENTCOM can answer this better, as far as I know, it was one, but we've been watching them to make sure that they're not being gamed, because people were gaming them before and kind of sandwiching them before. And we've been watching and they haven't caught these. They haven't been able to catch these, but CENTCOM would be able to answer that better than me.
Yeah, so... initially, the way things were happening over the last year, there's three parts in irrelevant here. There's the fee aggregation that gets all the fees. Then there's your fee or the fee collection, you know, which gets all the fees. Then it's the fee aggregation that swaps into whale. And then there's the fee distribution. And over the last year, all these three steps were just happening once a day when you click this, you know, create epoch button. But then we noticed that the numbers just get too big. There's just too much whale to be bought back in a single transaction. And that can lead to sandwiching, where effectively somebody buys, then triggers the buyback, and then dumps on everybody, leading to, you know, less rewards for everybody. So we opened it up. So what you can now, everybody can go ahead and look. And if you look at a DEX and feel like, rewards are a little bit high, you know, let's aggregate and swap them. And you can do it. So now it's open. Everybody can do it. And I think we do it every 6 hours now. So we're reducing the time frame between the buybacks. And if, you know, things got even more crazy, we could reduce it even further. Like, and everybody can do it now. If you think, you know, this needs to be done every 10 seconds, then suit yourself.
Okay, thank you.
And
you had your hand up. So go ahead, say whatever you were going to say.
I just wanted to piggyback on what you said, Sebastian. You know, this system, we talked about this back in the bear market, you know, for countless times. You know, it scales horizontally. So more chains, you know, we deploy on more chains and more all the time. But it scales also vertically. So if one of the chains picks up, you know, the system captures that. You know, remember when Chihuahua had this crazy pump for 2 weeks, and we had, you know, the Chihuahua DEX is an old DEX, you know, we had it there for over a year now. And we saw APRs in the thousands of percentage for a couple of weeks. And now Terra, same thing. So it scales horizontally, but also vertically. And the crazy thing is, this is just the Whitewall protocol. There's a full-blown layer one that happens to be the leading restaking provider in the ecosystem, has, you know, cutting edge protocols like Backbone Labs and Eris deployed there, soon Shark, which is, you know, a completely separate value proposition. Like just the layer one would be cool, but together with the protocol, it's crazy.
Crazy it is, sir. Crazy it is. All right. So that's what I'll say about the whole week, the bug, you know, first the explosion, the explosion of rewards, the huge Terra pump, and then the bug, you know, just a lot of action there. Okay. Now, that being said, next things to talk about, right? One, we put up a gov prop to whitelist AMP Osmo as an Alliance staked asset with 1.25% yield, chain yield, and a 10% take rate. And we're also going to put up an identical prop for BOSMO, 1.25% yield and a 10% take rate. So And that is up for, you know, the AMP one is up for live voting right now. This is another step in our restaking experiment, right? We wanted to jack up the take rates because we want it to be worth it for native whale stakers, right? We want native whale stakers to be actually earning these Apex assets that were Alliance listing. Okay. So we're going to see how it goes. We're going to see what kind of deposits it attracts and what kind of yield it generates for whale stakers. And we're going to make adjustments from there. But we needed to, you know, so far, our Alliance assets have been a 1.5% take rate. We're jacking this up to 10 to play, right? And to experiment and to see how it goes. Once we find a sweet spot, we may adjust all of the assets to that sweet spot if it's a 5% take rate or something like that. And keep in mind, you know, as LSD derivatives are built off of these Alliance assets, just like AMP Whale T and B Whale T, right? So we talked about AMP Osmo M, right? And B Osmo M, that will be an auto compounding osmosis LST, which will just earn you osmosis at whatever yield that nets from the from both yields from both chains, right? So you won't notice any take rate if you just use that asset. These assets then, right, which will be very powerful assets. AMP Whale T and B Whale T, in my opinion, are some of the most powerful assets in the IBC. Okay. And when you think about them conceptually, what they are is it's basically just it's using restaking, it's leveraging Alliance and restaking, it's aggregating both yields from both chains, from both Alliance chains, right? In this case, Terra and Migaloo. So it's getting both of those yields from both those chains and auto compounding it back into the token. That's what it does, right? It's very powerful. We're going to do these for osmosis and AMP Osmo and B Osmo. Those tokens then, those very powerful, you know, double restaked auto compounding LST tokens then become great for, say, loan collateral, right? Or many other use cases, right? That's they become that much more powerful as collateral. You know, we were talking, you know, with AMP Whale T and B Whale T yielding what they yield, someone could literally build a self-repaying loan that repays itself in 2 years or 3 years. I mean, could you imagine that if you took out a $100,000 loan against your AMP Whale T and it self repaid in 2 years with, you know, just automatically, right? Someone could literally build that with these assets, you know? So there's a lot of power there, right? So we got this prop up to list, to list Osmo. It's the next kind of step in our, you know, in our restaking experiment, and we'll see how that goes. Sencom, go for it, sir.
Yes, I think there's two more things we can cover on the restaking side of things. One, we talked about Ethereum, and as it happens, Neutron and Osmosis collaborate to bring staked ETH. So Lido staked ETH with staking rewards to the Cosmos. And I think, between native Bitcoin and staked ETH, both are good choices. So I believe after the V4 upgrade has passed next week, it's worth putting up another prop or maybe a little bit more in the future to see if the community is interested in that. And secondly, there is the restaking DAO. And I believe, Sebastian, last time we spoke about this, you were very excited about this. So I'll give the honor to you.
No, you go ahead. And because let's start by explaining what it is, right? Let's start just by explaining to everybody. I am very excited about Restake DAO. This is the next kind of big step forward, I think, in restaking, right? But why don't you go ahead and just give the macro, the big picture of what Restake DAO is.
Sure. So before we do that, let's look at the situation as is. So we have this Alliance module in place, And the community, the whale stakers and validators are able to vote to create alliances or to list restakeable assets on the chain with some parameters like how much rewards are flowing and what's the take rate and so on. But that's a very tedious process. You know, governance proposals, they have to go through some form of discussion in a broader scope. You know, most likely some forum posts with lengthy explanations. Everybody needs to vote on it. So there's just a lot of overhead. Then voting time is 7 days. So it's slow, it's not adaptive, and it's not a super quick process. And it's kind of, you know, it's not the right place, you know. Then we had this Alliance Hub contract that just gets 5% from the chain right now. That's currently in control of the Migalo Foundation, where the foundation can, you know, more or less freely and quickly make decisions in the best interest of the ecosystem, like listing critical LP tokens like Whale Bitcoin, Whale USDC, list critical ecosystem tokens like Ash, eventually Sol, and so on. But we believe, you know, you know, both have their place, but the next evolution to really decentralize this, to give everybody who holds Whale a real say in what's happening, to make quicker decisions, to lift off, you know, the decision-making process of the core team and the validators, we're proposing a restake DAO, you know? And while there is the native, you know, restaking on the chain that's still in existence, there is still the hub that's, you know, in the hands of the foundation, and this restake DAO will live right next to it as a third solution. And we plan, or we propose, to give this restake DAO similar to what the foundation has right now, this contract with 5% inflation, where you can, or where we can just list assets with a specific weight. So how much of the 5% do you get? We propose something similar, but instead of, you know, the core team holding, you know, or, you know, steering the ship, it's going to be the community or the stakeholders. And as a first evolutionary step of this restake DAO, we envision just a very simple setup, just using the tools that we have in place, because we have this alliance contract in place that we can just replicate and give it, you know, another 5%. And we have DAO in place. So what we propose is just let's deploy another contract, give it 5%, and give, you know, let the stakeholders form a DAO called Restake DAO, where people can stake their whale and then vote on how to allocate the inflation on this contract. And we believe this will have numerous benefits, from, you know, faster decision making, less pressure on validation core teams. It also opens up a more creative space, I believe. For example, I had community members approach me and say, hey, you know, there was a window of maybe 3 weeks when Celestia was, you know, something everybody talked about. We would have been able to capture that, some of that excitement, if you could go ahead and say, all right, restaking enabled on Migaloo, come bring your Tia. So, but the core team just out of practical reasons doesn't have the time to chase, you know, the latest flashy thing. Or, you know, there's community driven projects like Ash, like Guppy, like, you know, the burn derivative of Guppy, Guppy Ash, and so on. So it just opens up a more flexible space that's a little bit outside of the control of the foundation, where stakeholders can actually decide how to allocate the inflation. And what it also does is it creates something very similar to the Eris governance wars. So the Eris governance wars, they allow users and specifically validators to lock liquid staked whale and thereby vote on the allocation of the liquid staking protocol to which validator is going to stake. And naturally, there's a strong incentive for validators to gobble up some whale, buy it, keep their commissions and not sell, whatever it is, maybe a combination, liquid stake them, lock them, and then vote for themselves. Now, here with Restake DAO, we have something of a very similar dynamic, but arguably even more powerful. Because now, every participant in the ecosystem, no matter who it is, has an incentive to get their hands on some whale, stake it there, and fill their own pockets, in a sense. It's a decentralization of the fiscal policy, basically. Where do we put our money that we inflate for spending? We print the money to spend it. That's the point of the 4% inflation. It's printed so it can be spent in a reasonable way without diluting anybody, without hyperinflation, but to spur economic growth. And so we'll have these restaking inflation wars on Migaloo. And if you have a project and you have a token, you want your token to be restakeable. If you have an LP pool and you want perpetual incentives on it, well, LP tokens are just tokens, so you can restake them. You have a burn derivative that you want to be restaked, like ASH, you can do it. There's really no limits. You come from another ecosystem and you want to tie closer or get some free rewards. Well, just IBC it over, buy some whale, and vote for yourself. So that's the first iteration, just with the building blocks that we have. Alliance contract or Alliance hub and a restake DAO DAO. And in the second iteration, we envision, so if this thing works, we envision a gauge system where there's no proposals to vote on, but rather there's a gauge system where you can list your tokens and then just stake your whale directly to the gauge of the token and thereby increase the share of that token as a whole or in the context of the whole thing. And that distribution then being continuously updated. So you could, in a second iteration of what we envision here, you could literally buy 10,000 whale, stake to your token, and the very second your tokens are staked, inflation starts to flow. Now that's the second iteration. We'll start with what we have, but that's the scope of the proposal, and that's the vision that we have long-term for it. And eventually, at least I believe, most of the restaking power should be in control of this, gauged restaking DAO. All right, Sebastian. Now I had a long monologue here.
But it was good.
It was good though. I think that covered it and explained it clearly, so people can. We want you guys to catch the vision of this, right? And I want you to comment. I'm the only comment right now on the space hall. I think we need to get our community using the forums because we need input. There are things that need to be discussed about Restake DAO parameters. One is what token, right? So we were thinking just vanilla whale. Right. Because I mean, this creates a demand, a new demand for whale tokens because you can use it to, as a liquidity war, to direct liquidity. So this could suck up a lot of whale, right? Rather than printing a new token, right? We could also, and Philip was kind of pushing for this, we could also use an LSD, a derivative, or multiple. Okay. There's a way to, basically, if we, let's say we used AMP and B whale, right, as voting power for Restake DAO, you can take the dollar weight basically of the dollar value of both of them, and that determines your voting power, right? So if you have 1,000 B whale and 1,000 AMP whale staked, it's just basically the dollar weight of both of them, and that's what determines. Now that's not as simple. I know, Senkom, you raised your hand probably to say that's not as simple and fast as what we're trying to ship here, right? The point of this, the point of V, it's, let's call it V1 of Restake DAO, is that we have all of the tooling in place. We have all of the contracts and the DAO tooling and Alliance. We have all the pieces in place to whip up a V1, an MVP, if you will, of Restake DAO pretty quickly, right? Pretty quickly. It's just a matter of putting the pieces together, right? So the more custom we get, You know, the more it delays and the more time and kind of manpower, brain power it takes. So we could do a simplified vanilla version of this where we just use Whale as the token, right? That's fine. And just we ship an MVP, and then we get into maybe listing the LSTs on top of that. And then we get into gauges and these kinds of things. That being said, I do not think the gauges are far out. Because you know, we have a plan in place. We've already talked to Philip. He's down to build the gauge system for us. He's done it for all of his governance modules. I don't think it will take long to get us to a V2 and to a gauging system for this. However, we want to start with the V1. So we need to decide which asset to use. We need to decide parameters, like how long should the lock be, like the undelegation period. Should it be a quick undelegation period? Should it be a long lock, a 30-day lock or something, right? If you want to play these liquidity war games. Because, you know, imagine the DAOs on Migaloo, the Ash DAO, all right, Guppy DAO, Ginkgo, Ophir. They could, you know, they could put up huge stakes of Whale in here, direct rewards as they please, and they could even accept bribes, right? It's the whole VE, you know, kind of dynamic there, right? They could accept bribes and, you know, and direct rewards to certain projects or things or tokens, whatever. So we need to determine lockup periods. We need to determine voting time periods. Should these be a quick vote? Should it be a one-day vote? Should it be a three-day vote, right? Should it be a five-day, you know? These are all things. And there's other ideas as well. There's other inputs and kind of, hey, we should do it this way. You know, so we're looking for input and feedback on this. If you have thoughts about Restake DAO, it's something that we're building together, you know, community experiment. Let's all think it through, think through the implications of it and see what we come up with, right? But again, you know, this could be very, very powerful. This could be very powerful for Migaloo. And once again, you know, we're leading the charge. We are the leaders, in my opinion, right? I'm biased, but we are the leaders of restaking in the cosmos. Okay. And we're going to continue to be. We're going to continue to push the ball forward. Granted, I think Terra, you know, TFL, they're close, right? And they're doing some cool stuff with the Alliance NFT DAO and stuff like that. But we're gonna keep pushing the boundaries on this, and kind of innovating restaking in the cosmos. All right, that's what I'll say.
Yeah, that's what I'll say about restaking. I fully agree with you, Sebastian. You know, and since there's such a close alliance between Terra and Migaloo, I wouldn't even mind if Terra were leading or if it's Whale. Like, I don't really care. But if you look outside of the alliance, there is just no competition.
There's nothing, there's right. There's none. Nothing, right. There is there's nothing going
intentions
on.
Intentions
right.
to launch on right. testnet. That's right. what there yep. is. There is just nothing.
Yeah. So in the meantime, we're going to break stuff, right? As we try stuff, we're going to break stuff. But that's okay, right? That's okay. We're also going to get very powerful printing opportunities and DeFi opportunities like AMP and BWLT and like the money printer we have on Alliance, right? If you want those kind of rewards, you gotta be willing to break some stuff. Go ahead, JG.
Hey, that's so funny that Sencom's like, oh, they only have intentions for testnet. And I hear that and I'm like, testnet's for pussies. We haven't had testnet for a year.
Well, mainnet is testnet, huh?
Testing and prod. We've all done it. All right. Anyways, moving on. So
what do you guys think about Restake DAO? I'd really like to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Thumbs up. Here. Thumbs downs. Thumbs ups. Thoughts?
I mean, honestly, it's a great idea. Reaction. This is a great idea. The more activity that we have, the more utility we have. Doesn't mean everybody has to do it. It's just more options. Options are valuable. The more we bring to the table, the more our users can do with their money, the better we are. Period. Point blank. The end. This is a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, the different things you could do, the different you know, it just opens it up, right? You can list any IBC asset. You can direct rewards to any IBC asset. You know, I mean, just in Ophir DAO, like I got fired up about this. Like we could use this. We can, you know, list Ophir and direct rewards to Ophir. All the DAOs can, and they can all compete. You know, it's there's endless possibilities with it. There's endless. It's a blue ocean. So.
Quick question, guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Super exciting stuff. Just curious. I'm wondering, like, is there any way that Restake DAO could like be used to fund public goods and research and development for tooling that's needed on Migaloo?
So Restake DAO is by technicalities, and I think also it makes sense in scope, limited to restaking. Now, if there is a project with a token, then it's within the scope and within the technical possibilities.
Right. So,
for example, so I guess Ophir, you know, the token of the DAO, or Ash, the token of the Ash DAO, they can be by proxy, even though they're publicly tradable, be used to support the respective DAOs and their ambitions.
Yeah, so I guess there would be a way to do that, Caleb. Like, you just need to start, somebody would need to start a DAO that's for public goods and services, issue a token.
Yeah, kind of what I was thinking is like, you could create an Alliance DAO out of all these protocols. They have a token. It's solely meant to have redirected rewards towards it or inflation, with the aspect that like all these protocols are putting in, let's just say it's a tax. And then we, through the inflation that's redirected to that token, use that to build tooling or, you know, bringing Celoton on or whatever, you know, whatever it is that Migaloo needs, or facilitating DownDAO. Because DownDAO isn't monetized. And I don't know if they're ever going to monetize it, but like they are becoming a core part of our infrastructure. And I think it'd be, you know, interesting to find ways to bolster that.
You know, now that you speak about it and I listen to you, this is exactly why I want your guys' input and why I love this community so much, because it's a great idea. You know, I never thought about this, but, you know, this can be used for much more. You can actually have DAOs, multi-sig DAOs that mint a token that's specifically just, and the token is not tradable. Nobody owns it. The only purpose of the token is to get a part of the inflation. So that's a really cool idea. You know, obviously, you know, I'm not going to do it, but it's possible. Somebody can do it. And if the right people come up, you know, it's worth having the discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never thought about this either, but it is a good idea. Basically, with our DAO tooling, with DAO, anybody can form a DAO based on anything, right? You can form a DAO based around any cause you want, any purpose, any mission, right? You can form a DAO that's purpose is to save cats in India. I don't, you know what I mean? And you just spin it up and whip up a token, and it, you know, you can direct whale yield to that token, right? If, you know, so long as you either work the bribes or, you know, you work Restake DAO the way it's designed to. So yeah, I mean, I think that even opens up and showcases the, you know, the vast kind of blue ocean of possibilities that this thing opens up, you know? So that's good. All right. Luna V, what do you got, sir?
Yeah, I got two questions. First of all, talking about DAO real quick. Is it still on the roadmap that we get Enterprise over? Because I find it personally much cleaner, and the overview and the interface is much more smooth for me personally.
So DAO Enterprise is live in the sense that you can create a DAO on Terra and use it cross-chain. But as per TFL vision and leadership, Enterprise will not deploy on any chain other than Terra. So it's a different model. Like what White Whale is building is we build actual applications on different chains. Backbone Labs is doing something very similar. Iris is doing something very similar. Raccoon also doing something very similar. DAO, same thing. The DAOs on Migaloo are on Migaloo, and they have cross-chain traded from there. TFL and Enterprise follow a different vision. So as it currently stands, Enterprise will never be on Migaloo.
Right, but you can.
Okay.
You can though use the tooling. You can use so LionDAO, for example, right? They have a treasury on Migaloo via Enterprise, and you can do stuff with it, right? So the Enterprise tooling can be used on Migaloo. It's just the actual contracts for native Enterprise DAOs on Migaloo it's not on TFL's roadmap, right? So it could be leveraged in different ways. Enterprise can be leveraged in different ways than DAO. Go ahead, Jake.
Okay, and then my second question was, real quick, do we have an accurate tooling device that is tracking just in time the different satellite volumes?
Yeah, so volume, you can look at the dashboard, app.whitewell.money and dashboard, and you see the 24-hour volume of each satellite market.
And is that updating like hourly or secondly?
It's more or less in time. Like there's a delay of a couple of minutes. Granted,
I think it's 3 minutes. I want to say it's 3 minutes, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so it's, okay, cool. It's not just in time, but it's right, close right? to it.
But that's a total TV volume,
it's
right?
Of the whole 24 deck. Volume of the whole deck, yeah. But
and,
you can also...
And broken down.
That would be cool to have... So it would be cool to have like each satellite.
It is. It's there. Okay. Yeah, it shows each satellite and it shows the total V. And it shows the APR. Okay, and cool. It shows the APRs on each satellite.
In that case, I'm blind.
Great.
Hey, doesn't Devin.zone also display this information on his page?
Yeah, I believe so. It's just easier to access on our.
I don't think Devin.zone shows the volume, but what he does very, fabulously is the buybacks of the various epochs. What's the claim rate in that specific epoch? And that's just a really nice tool to have and just break down everything.
Yeah, that'd kind of be cool to add to the dashboard, to be honest with you. The buybacks and then the total buybacks, the daily total buybacks. That would be cool. I think to add to our dash, but it'd be fun to watch, right? Just throwing it out there. JG. Yes, sir.
One of the things I wanted to touch on when you guys brought up DAO and Enterprise is, in this enterprise model with these virtual contracts, that's actually all managed at one point, which makes it easier for TFL, utilizing Enterprise is another way that, like, I'm a wrecked lunatic. All of us are wrecked lunatics. This is a way that we're able to continue to synergize with TFL. You know what I mean? Like, if Luna goes up, we're riding up too, right? So personally, Backbone is committed to using Enterprise. We are committed to driving value back there as we continue to reap rewards from the Alliance. Because if Terra goes to $20, what happens to our ecosystem? It's going to go insane, right? Personally, using DAO on a bunch of different chains actually doesn't seem like it helps as much, to be just from my point of view.
Yeah, I think what's really great here is that there's options, and I agree with you. TFL and the Terra community is it's the greatest ally, so to speak. And there's options, and there's advantages and disadvantages to both solutions. I know some DAOs use both, like the Ash DAO. So I think. Really, the fact that every DAO can pick and choose, it's a great feature. And competition usually leads to stronger products for the user, and that's what we really need, because both want to have the full pie. So both double down on shipping what the community wants, which leads to cool stuff.
Yeah, it's almost better in a way that there's two different models and two different approaches, right? If we just had two different sets of DAO tooling that were the exact same model, then that's kind of boring, right? Here we get to see, and they offer different things, different approaches, and like you said, some DAOs offer, or some DAOs leverage both of them. Oh, at Ophir DAO, we've talked about opening on Enterprise too, just because it does different things, right? So,
So I think it's good to have some variety there in the DAO tooling options, right? All right. I think, like I said, we have covered a whole lot. We're covering a whole lot today. I think we can transition over to updates from projects. SunCom, unless you had anything else, or no, you good?
I'm looking forward to what the other teams have to say.
All right. All right, Ginku, you got your hand raised. It's been a minute since we've heard from you. What do you got for us?
Hey, everyone. Glad to be here again. So many new updates. Very excited. So, yeah, a lot of things happen at Ginku. And first big update is that we've got some new dev power. And now we are certain that we have finally ironed out all the kinks that users have experienced in the past weeks. So a lot of change and improvements have been made to various parts of infrastructure and code that we have. And we've already tested everything internally. And we're finally happy to announce that we have not come across any more errors. So first of all, everyone, thank you for your support and for sticking through all of this with us. Second is you might see new collaterals if you scroll through the list of collaterals that we have listed. So AMP Manta and AMP Osmo are now listed on Ginku.io. There was some delay, and again, apologies for that, but they're finally listed. And now that we've listed those, every other listing will be a lot quicker and easier. Should be a lot quicker and easier if there's demand for it. All right. So, these were the new updates. And just in general, again, so right now, how Ginku works and how it's intended to work and what it is written down in the documents. And when I speak about documents, it is the documents from Cavern that is deployed on Terra. So if people are still having questions or think they might want to look a bit more into behind the curtains of how Ginku actually works, then please read the documents. Ginku is a fork of Cavern, and for now, the only changes are the UI. So just trying to make sure that everyone is understanding what they're using and what they're making of. So encouraging everyone to please read the document, see what Ginku is all about. And yeah, that's it. So very excited to be sharing this news with you and to finally get this out. Collaterals listed. And yeah, so happy borrowing, everyone. And that's it from me.
Thanks for the update. Now with more collaterals listed, I think this opens up a whole new dynamic for the whole ecosystem, because lending and borrowing is such an important piece, such an important gear of the machine. It's like, you know, without it, it's only half the machine, basically. So I'm really excited that you, got around and unlisted more assets. I wonder, where is the best place for users, for community members to go and express their interest in more assets?
Yeah, so join our Discord, our Telegram group. We haven't been as active as we wanted to be. That's the last thing I wanted to add. We are now hiring and looking for a community manager for Ginku. So if everyone's interested or think they might know someone who would want to join, write us in Telegram, write us in the Discord that we're having, where you can find us, open a ticket if there should be any issues, or just talk to us about the future of Gengu. Since we said it before, and I'm going to say it again, we want to build this together with the community. And if there are really good ideas that we could implement, then we will. This is how we're operating. This is how we're working. So encouraging everyone to, if they feel like they have what it takes to want to join us as community manager, please feel free to apply to us. Just write us. And otherwise, that's these are the ways. I mean, I could give out my private number maybe to some people if people really need to reach someone, but I don't think we're gonna have to do it that way. So we're very, from now on, we're going to be more communicative with everyone to make sure that everyone is being heard and listened to.
That's great. We appreciate that. And I'm very happy to hear the report and to see you guys kind of getting unstuck out of the mud. I know, you've had challenges, as we all do. But glad to see the progress, the recent progress. As CENCOM said, lending market is a critical piece of infrastructure for our ecosystem and for our engine. It just is. And there's such an opportunity here with Gengu for it to be very powerful. I mean, I meet with these other teams, other protocols, other L1s. Like, for example, I met with UMI, or they're UX now, right? They're basically a lending chain. And we talked to Kujira about listing on Ghost and minting, and being used as collateral. And whenever I talk to these other protocols and I say, hey, you guys should list, BWLT, right? AmpWLT, they don't know what the heck I'm talking about. They look at me like I have three heads. And they don't understand how powerful these assets are, right? And as we generate more of them, and as we kind of spit out these new alliance assets, WBTC, for example, as soon as AMP WBTC comes out, right? We're going to do the same thing with ETH. These are basically supercharged. They're supercharged BTC and ETH and Osmo and Whale. They're excellent collaterals. They're excellent collaterals. So it makes a lot of sense for our ecosystem to have its own native bank, native lending protocol. That's well stocked. That's running, right? And that's flowing smoothly, because all of these assets are just, they make excellent collaterals, right? And then again, down the road, there's self-replaying loans, right? That can be done, that they can be used to do, and all kinds of other exciting things. So it's just a critical piece of infrastructure. So glad to hear the update. Let's go LFG. All right. Next stop, Mayor Ed, did you want to talk AshDAO, or who are you? Yeah, okay, great. Go for it, sir. AshDAO.
Yeah, this is Mayor representing AshDAO. Just want to say hello. Currently AshDAO's working real quick, Guppy DAO has voted to become a sub DAO of AshDAO, and wanted to give everybody an update on that. We are currently working on the Yuppie Guppy NFTs. It's going to be a really, really interesting and dynamic NFT project. It's going to be a little different. We want to kind of break the mold, kind of like more experimental. So it's in the works still. And also AshDAO is working with some connections and team members with the Wawa chain. And we want to, I think everyone has kind of seen some of the meme coin craziness going on with, some of the Solana memes and meme coins on Ethereum. And we really feel that Guppy has a lot of potential and Wawa has a lot of potential, and that could bring higher DEX volumes to White Whale with the DEX. So we want to continue to build and work on that partnership. So we're working with some teams from Chihuahua to help build that together. I think, memes memes have their place. A lot of people, they're not crazy about them. Some other people, they love them, and it's, you know, that's, it's super fun. So we, you know, with bringing Guppy DAO underneath and as a sub DAO of Ash DAO, I think there's a lot of good synergy and teamwork happening right now. So just want to give you a quick update on that, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir. Yeah, I mean, Guppy, man, is it, you know, is it uniquely positioned to explode if it catches fire, you know? I mean, I think, you know, it just, we just need some awareness. I think in general with White Whale, with Migaloo, the thing about us is there's just, people aren't aware. They're just not aware of us. It's been our issue. You know, we have this ecosystem built. We have this engine built. We have all these crazy things going on. There's just a general lack of awareness in Cosmos and beyond. So if we could somehow get the word out, if we could somehow push Guppy and get people aware, I don't know if it's influencers or just shilling or what it is. But man, if it caught, I mean, what's the market cap on it? A couple hundred K or something. And it's, you know, it's evenly distributed, clean as a whistle. You know, it just has all the right, it's got all the right ingredients, you know? Yeah, so again, don't fade Guppy, you know, don't fade Guppy. That's what I'll say. Go ahead, man.
Did you know that Whale has a higher TVL than market cap right now? Just a side fact.
Yes, I do. Yep. Yes, sir.
Like we're actually in the, like, if you have TVL on top and then market cap below, we're actually, yeah, we're more TVL than market cap.
It's incredible. Real quick, one more thing. I do just want to agree with that, Sebastian. And I also want to say props to Lion DAO. Like, I think they're going to be celebrating their 1 year anniversary at the end of this month. And it's just simply amazing what that community has done. And I just want to, like, they're literally not even to their 1 year anniversary yet. And I think that speaks volumes of what, you know, you can do with the DAO and with enterprise. You know, we were having a discussion before, you know, so Guppy and Guppy DAO is less than 3 months old. So I think everyone just, like, there's so much potential here. It is amazing. It's amazing. And I agree with that. You know, I want to just give a call to anyone listening, or if you have people that are into crypto, if they have graphic design skills, if they have marketing skills, if they have any type of, if they're savvy crypto investors, bring them in, try to invite them in, you know, create your own DAO. We're literally getting handed the tools to build whatever we want. I think it's amazing. That's what Ash DAO is about. Reach out to anyone up here on the stage. If you know anyone who has marketing, graphic design skills, video editing skills, like, we can continue just to build this out. So appreciate the time and the opportunity to share.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. Hands all over the place. Why don't we do JG? Why don't you give us an update? And then we'll hand it over to Mega Lunatic. Go ahead, JG, sir.
Okay. So the most recent update is, we're testing bonding as we're on the call. I'm testing bonding on the new site as we're on the call with Thomas. We are working while we're talking on the call. But besides that, look, all markets, all NFT sales, they are continuing on both Terra and Migaloo. We are seeing definitely a resurgence of activity throughout the Cosmos and even on EVM and on NFTs. Like, there's definitely a comeback in these sectors. I mean, I don't even know how to update, because this is like the hardest part. Like, if we're done with this wallet abstraction layer, there'll be major updates within like 24 hours if we can finish this thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, go ahead. Any questions are welcome. Go ahead.
JG, can you share some more alpha on the highly utmost anticipated NFT collection on Osmosis?
That was going to be my question.
So our partnership, we have So there is a barrier that we need to reach at Backbone for the marketing to begin. So our partners, I told them, I was like, look, let us get these new gravediggers up because we want to have the Bee Osmo that's fully interact, that you can interact with, that the yield is there. So our marker is to get the prop up on SaleDAO to fund the Osmo Gravedigger. Once that occurs, then the marketing will begin for this collection. And we're really close. So Bee Osmo is on chain. It's live. We just haven't opened the interface yet. So it exists. Bee Kuji exists. But once again, it's like the current version of the Gravediggers are all independent builds. And so we can't manage 6, 7, 8 independent builds. I mean, it's kind of the similar problem that that TFL will encounter with their enterprise, sort of, right? Like we can't do it like that. But yeah, go ahead. Any questions? I'm taking any questions.
So everything is waiting on Thomas. Is that the gist of it?
Well, I don't want to put too much pressure. No, it's not all on him. It's Octane too. Nobody's joking.
It's Octane too. That's good. But I think if I get that the front end isn't live and you want to harmonize it. We're basically, you know, working on the same thing with a super app. But since Bee Osmo is already live, I think it makes sense to already start the discussions in the Sale governance forum. So, you know, why tackle these issues sequentially when you can parallelize them?
No, so I'm totally cool with that. I just didn't want the community to think that like we're being overzealous. And so you know what I mean? Like I'm good with it. Like it's live. We're completing these things. So I have no problem with that. If the community wants us to do that, then we'll move forward with that. But, you know, I'm just trying to always think about like what's the best look. I don't want people to think that we're overreaching. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Me Lunatic, what questions do you have, brother? Oh, you're super hard to hear from me.
Can you hear me now?
You're just quiet.
I'll step down and come back up.
Yeah, JG, I think it's, you know, you could put a prop discussion up on sale for sure. Just get that going. That way you're ready whenever it's ready. I think that's fine.
All right. Well, then I'll get that up today.
Yeah.
That's the easy thing to do because that's actually a really easy prop. Just sending the Osmo to the sale DAO.
It's easy.
Very straightforward.
Well, yeah, you just get the forum discussion up. Just put the forum discussion up. That's all. All right, while we're waiting on him, on McLunatic to come back up, just real quick, TFL did put out a tweet about the bug. I just saw it just now. So they did put out, and we retweeted it. So they did announce, I just want to correct the record, about the Alliance bug and that they are working to fix it, and the prop is live. So just wanted to throw that out there. All right, McLunatic, approve. You with us, sir? Hello, Megalunatic. You there?
Oh, hi there. Yeah, how are we going? You're right, guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you and your girl.
I think that's a kid, right? Is that your girl?
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, he's getting ready to go to his after school clubs and stuff. So I'm running around like a headless chicken trying to get him ready for that as well. But yeah, it is what it is. So really, some really interesting discussions today. I super love the Amposmo prop. I think increasing the take rates is a very good way to go. Good for validators, good for everyone in the community. Love what you're doing. I'm stepping up on behalf of Mima Ludow. And I just wanted to say that we've actually had quite a successful launch with Wind on Juno. I want everyone to know and hear that our strategy to sort of stand back and see where it goes is deliberate. Okay, we're not being lazy. We're just...
Did he rug?
How do we...
Rug.
Can you hear me?
You're coming in and out, sir. You're coming in and out.
I hear you. I think when you approved a speaker, it kind of...
Yeah,
same for me. Okay.
Maybe
all right,
go ahead. Repeat the last 20 seconds. Megalunatic. You talked about deliberately, you know, taking a step back.
Yeah, and that's a strategy for us because one of the things that Mimlu does is it gets a token out, distribution, comes up with a token, admittedly. We create a pool, and then we leave it as a meme. We leave it as no utility. You do you, boo, right? The every chain that we launch on, right? And the reason for that is In my experience, I don't think meme coins travel very well between chains, right? Think about SHIB. Is SHIB really taken off in the cosmos, right? It's the biggest meme coin. Is it taken off in the cosmos? No. I'm going to give everyone this, their own meme coin experience, right? And what we've done is similar to what Enterprise have done, in the sense that we are Mimaloo DAO on Migaloo, and we control and renounce the contracts, right? Through cross-chain treasuries and stuff, but we renounce the contracts to us so that that is a meme token put out that the communities can be assured of that is not going to mint a million tokens or burn a million tokens out the blue.
And I just want to highlight here that Mimaloo dropped, I think, $250 to people on Juno that completed parts of the missions. And I think it was even, I think if you completed all missions, you should have gotten like 300-400-ish. So if you spend 10 minutes doing the missions, you got a nice hourly salary there. And it's also exciting to see that stakers on the DAO, on the Wind DAO, are increasing. So there's more and more people taking their tokens, staking them. So I think we will soon see incentives and more steps being taken to facilitate the meme coin experience on Juno. Because honestly, Juno needs an upgoing meme coin. It just needs it.
Yeah, and I think that's why we landed on Juno first. You know, the DAO link and stuff. It made sense to try and reach out and to try and like garner a relationship. I think that's what meme coins can do. I think Zaki pointed out something yesterday. Mayor put it in one of the spaces I was hosting last night. He said, we need a meme coin that the whole of the cosmos can get behind. And I said last night, I said, maybe we don't need a meme coin, one coin. Maybe we need a shared way they're created, or let's take the Furnace V2, for example, a shared activity you can do with a meme coin that's not utility, but it's just something that's connects them all, but they're all unique to each chain. I think that will carry better, is my personal opinion. I think that will carry better than trying to sort of shoehorn meme coins cross-chain, generate liquidity on each chain you go to. Every chain you go to, everyone knows, oh, hold on, someone from such and such chain, they got a big airdrop of this, you know, and we've got nothing. We've just got the liquidity pool on our chain, right? I think that's why things like SHIB, Pepe, Bonk, they've not traveled well throughout DeFi. They've traveled well on CEXs and stuff, but just not well in DeFi. And I think that's why there's always that sense. So it's meme coins become a bit like NFTs, in my opinion. They become part of the culture of a chain. And that's what we're trying to help with. You know, markets can stimulate, more coins could be created, all things that go with it. But there has to be a starting point. And I think that is the token. But yes, so great to hear about Restake. And the idea is that Migaloo, being part of the Migaloo ecosystem, you'll be able to participate in all these Mimaloo airdrops across the ecosystem just by interacting with WoW, with White Whale DeFi and products over there. But also, we all know that these tokens were created by Mimaloo DAO, and that hopefully carries a bit more weight when we get to things, considerations like Restake. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I'm just saying that DAO on Juno, we're keeping an eye on it. You're absolutely smashing it. So it's been all organic at the minute. Keep doing what you're doing. We're watching it, and we're going to help you any way we can. We're just trying to let you grow organically and do your own thing rather than have a hand on it.
Yep, great. I love that. All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate the update. Keep doing what you're doing. Lord Ginge, what you got for us today?
Hello. Just to touch on the marketing side of things that you mentioned, I think it's a conundrum that if we all kind of grouped together and pushed not just the Ashdale, like everybody in the Migaloo ecosystem, when someone puts a post out, we all need to jump on it because it, like you say, it's just not getting seen. You could have the greatest product in the world, but if nobody sees it, it's never going to do anything. We've managed to get ourselves in a marketing group with David Goose, who's the new guy at Osmosis heading up the marketing. So if people want to use the AshDAO as like a marketing hub, if you want to come to us with your marketing ideas, we can then push them on to the group with David Goose and other top marketing people in like Archway, in Juno, or all the Cosmos ecosystems, and then we can pass that on there, and hopefully we can start getting a name for ourselves in that department, and then people maybe outside in Migaloo will start coming in, and then from that I think we can start to grow.
Yes, sir. All right. I am going to give a quick update on behalf of Ophir DAO. Patrick was going to come up, but he's tied up with work. So Ophir is arguably my second most bullish, most excited, ecosystem project besides Whale. That's just me personally. Everybody's got their niches and corners of the ecosystem, but Fear's my baby. I have an affinity for it, right? But we cut a deal with LionDAO literally the day before they exploded and got all of the Terra rewards. So literally like 12 hours before this happened, we got 10 grand worth of Roar, and Alliance staked it literally right before so we're printing, we're currently printing rewards because of the glitch and the bug, but it was the timing of it couldn't have been more. It was hilarious, right? It couldn't have been more perfect. The timing of the deal. So not only is our Roar token up like 35%, but we're also printing Luna with it. So that was it's quite interesting timing. We also have our Seekers rounds, which is at 0.0025 per Ophir. It's an OTC. We release vested contracts, so you claim it in 6 months. But, it's at a 60% discount now from market price. We have seed round deals on the table. We have, we're accumulating BTC still. We're accumulating Kuji. We got a fat bag of Whale. We basically just have have some sharp minds in there that have a lot of experience in crypto and the markets, and we're accumulating the assets and putting them all to work. We have multiple streams of yield and income that we're using to accumulate more assets. We're just doing all the stuff that we know to do to grow a DAO, and very, very aggressively, right? Aggressive growth. If you want in, feel free to participate in the deal. Just DM the Ophir DAO chat. We're also, I think, going to be issuing a bond on Fusion that'll match the terms of the DAO, so you'll be able to participate via Fusion bonds as well over on Kujira. But yeah, Ophir DAO, it's banging. It's just banging forward pushing the boundaries of DAO, of treasury DAOs, right? We're working on the redeemable treasury and all these unique features. It's just going, it's just moving forward. So that's the update with Ophir DAO. Go ahead, Lord Ginge, you got something?
Yeah. Since Patrick's joined the team, it's like he's a fucking beast in like, but started this Guppy treasure hunt. So if you keep an eye out on the AshDAO and the Guppy tweets, we're going to be launching a treasure hunt for whitelist spots, and JG's kindly donated some Migaloo whales, and there's some cash prizes to be won as well. So keep your eye out for that. Also, we're toying with the idea of naming NFTs because the domain names was very popular. So like something, I don't know, like a couple of bucks, and you send Guppy to the treasury, in the memo you put a name that you want your NFT to be named after, and then obviously it gets put into the metadata, and your name gets etched into the blockchain for eternity. But that's not set in stone yet. We're still toying with that idea. That's it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. A couple other things to mention. I just saw an update, I believe from Magic, who's on the call. I saw him post somewhere that you can now unstake, you can now undelegate from using Station. So your Amp Whale and your Bee Whale, if that's true, Magic, give us a thumbs up if you're listening. And if you've successfully done it, but I just saw that he said that. So if you're looking to undelegate, it looks like it has been enabled. At least that's what that report says. All right. Another reminder, and we're getting pretty late here. I'm going to land this plane. I wanted to just throw out there and remind everybody, White Whale, we do have validators, right? We run validators on Terra, on Injective and Osmosis, as well as other chains, but those are our big ones. They do provide revenue and operating income for Migaloo Foundation. So if you delegate to any of those chains, if you have staked and delegate to any of those chains, consider redelegating over to White Whale Validator. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a space, huh? We covered quite a lot. I mean, from restake DAO, listing Amp Osmo, explosion of buybacks, crazy yields to Terra bugs. I mean, what a crazy week, right? But we'll get through the Terra bug. That will be fixed in a matter of days, right? It will be fixed in a matter of days. Go ahead, JG, please.
Just a quick update. I just tried to unbond some Bee Whale from the Alliance. It's the same. It's the same.
All right. Magic, were you able to do it successfully? Just thumbs up us if you were. Okay. All right. Well, conflicting reports. We'll see. I'm sure somebody will get it sorted. So just stay tuned. We'll try to update and tweet as we get updates as well. Anyways, the Alliance bug will be fixed. That will get turned back on again. Big picture. The engine is beginning to purr, right? And the engine is beginning to fire on all cylinders. We're going to continue building it out. We're going to continue attracting liquidity for our DEXs and building out our DEXs, as well as our other kind of buyback mechanisms through Alliance. But we're beginning to see the fruits of our labor and the machine that we built actually run and burn and buy, the way it was designed to. So it's a very exciting, what a time to be alive, right? What a time to be alive. As I've said, once again, regardless of whale price, right? If you know how to use your whale, if you're bonded to DEXs, if you're bonded to our DEXs, if you're Alliance staking, your whale should print you money. Your whale should just print you money. Here's where I want to be, right? Here's what I want to say. I want to build an ecosystem where there is never a need to sell your whale, where you never need to. And, I used to feel that way about Luna back in the days, back in the golden era pre-crash, and, God forbid, right? And we've learned from that, right? But there was so much utility and so many things you could do with it. I want to build an ecosystem, a sound ecosystem on a solid foundation, right? But where you never need to sell your whale. There's no reason to ever sell your whale. Why would you? Why would you sell something that prints you money? Why would you sell something that you could borrow against and not have to pay taxes on it, get cash flow and tax free, right? Why would you sell an asset that's generating 75% yield for you? Real yield, a sustainable perpetual yield. My goal is for people, is for the mantra to be never sell your whale. Never, never, ever, ever sell your whale. You never need to. You never need to. That's what we're going for. And we're getting there. Frankly, we're getting there. I mean, there is so much stuff to do with your whale. And we're continuing to build those things out and to build that ecosystem out. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, guys. So exciting time to be alive, right? It's only a matter of time before the awareness gets out there and more people discover this hidden gem, that we've all built together. In the meantime, I really appreciate you guys. You guys are the faithful and the few, the remnant, right? The core group that we're going to make it. If you're here, you know, we're all going to make it. So appreciate you guys. Thanks for joining the call. I'm sure we'll have more updates next week. Thank you all. Have a great week. We'll see you again soon. LFG.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.